know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
On this beautiful Monday morning. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Listen, I feel like we have a lot to cover with this new issue of Downtown Crowd.
Yes, we do.
So I feel like we should just hop right into it. And if anybody hasn't picked one up yet, I think the kiddos and all of our comic and Star Wars and Mandalorian friends are going to be excited. This is a framer right here.
Pensacon is back.
Are you excited?
Yes. I'm not, as you know, I'm not a sort of a, what's the right word? I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm not a geek in terms of.
You're not a comic and Star Wars, Star Trek aficionado.
But I love to watch people. There's some great sights at Pensacon. But also, they feature, you know, Doctor Who. I don't know if we've talked about that before, but as a kid, that was one of my favorites on TV.
Okay.
Doctor Who.
So that's something I've never seen,
You've never seen Doctor Who?
So can you just give me a little bit of background on why it's amazing and I need to watch it?
Well, Doctor Who was a time traveler. He had what he called a TARDIS. It was rather like a phone booth, and it was the TARDIS.
Oh, yes.
And he would get in the TARDIS, and the only problem was they didn't know where they were going. So he'd come out in, you know, 52 BC or 1500, you know, he didn't really know. But usually it was in the future somewhere, and there were Daleks and stuff. It was...
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I watched over the years, there's been about 52 different Doctor Whos, you know, they've all moved on. But it was fun. And I haven't watched it lately, but I understand it's still on somewhere. Maybe somebody can tell us where we can see it.
Yes.
But it's kind of a fun concept.
Well, I love fun. And does it bring historical aspects into it? Because I know you love history.
No, not really. It was more science fiction.
Oh. Very cool.
The Daleks were always... They were always fighting the Daleks.
Of course they were. Absolutely. I love that. Well, I'm sure there will be some Doctor Who individuals there.
But back to the point in hand. Yes, Pensacon. I did love Star Trek. I used to watch Star Trek in Great Britain. Yeah.
You were a little Trekkie?
I beam me up, Scotty, that kind of thing.
Beam me up, Scotty. Yes.
It was fun. Yeah.
I can appreciate it, but I have to tell you, like, you know, I haven't watched a lot of different things. But Star Wars, of course, and I've sat with my son through Mandalorian, the Mandalorian, and this little like you guys have it on the cover, the child, is what he's called, right?
It could be.
I'm going to have to make you watch some of it.
Yeah,
if I have to watch the Doctor Who, you're going to have to watch some of this for me.
You know, my son reminds me, he's 50 this year. Well, he was, I don't know, 7 or 8 when Star Wars came out. And, Dad, please take me to see it. Dad.
Aww.
So I agreed. We saw it at a drive-in in Denver. And... I'm rather embarrassed to say that my son jabbed me and woke me up, and he said, and I said, I thought that was kind of boring one day. I just couldn't get into it, and so.
That's amazing. You just took a nap while he watched a movie.
Yeah, while he watched the movie.
That's impressive.
Those were the days. Those wonderful drive-ins. Those were the days.
Dude, yeah. I don't even know if we have any of those around here.
I don't think so.
Okay, that's your job now. We should do one. I think it would be awesome.
If we can find some investors, maybe we should open one.
I'm definitely down with that. We have a ton up north. Maybe it's because it's cooler there in the evenings in the summer, and you don't really see them in the wintertime because of all the snow.
Yeah.
But talking about Pensacon, you talked about people watching. And last year, we had Pensacon right before COVID hit. So, yeah, the whole point of it, and I think it was on a gallery night that you could go downtown and walk around and see everything. But let me tell you, the costumes just themselves that people put so much time and energy into is incredible.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something we don't want to miss at all. And maybe you have a favorite character that you like to dress up. Maybe you are a Pensacon, you know, influencer. Maybe, I don't know if that's a thing. But we would love to hear what you like to do at Pensacon. See, people I know go and they pay money to meet the actors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which I didn't know that was a thing either.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
And they'll
cool.
sign and...
Take a picture and do all those things.
Talking about people dressing up, the one that dresses up, I've seen around town several times, dresses up as the... and I've forgotten the name. The one in the black helmet and black stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think James Earl Justice used to be the voice, but I can't remember.
Right.
From the original Star Wars.
Oh, I don't remember. I can't remember the name.
No.
With Darth Vader?
Darth Vader.
Oh, okay. That's, I was like, wait a second.
The gentleman that dresses up as Darth Vader, excuse me, is really, really does a good job. Very effective.
Oh,
very real.
You know the inside person for Darth Vader. Or do you not? You just think he does a good job.
I was hoping
you could get me an intro.
I don't think, well, I'm sure he does. I don't know if he keeps it a secret, but I just see him walk around town and I think he's very, very effective.
Oh, he is. There's actually a woman who does, she dresses up as Jack Sparrow, but it's a woman. She does a phenomenal job as Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
Sometimes it just works. I mean, hello, Shakespeare did it. Listen, I mean, you know, sometimes it just works out that way. I will say. So, okay, that's something to look forward to, going downtown, going to Pensacon. That happens towards the end of this month. So we have a little bit of time to look forward to it. What is it? May 21st through the 23rd. And that's going to be at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Yes.
So, all right. Other than that, what is something else you're looking forward to this month?
Well, as I say, I'm taking a little trip to Texas to see my son. That's sort of uppermost on my calendar.
You're excited to travel and be with family?
Well, and see my family, yes. Yes, very excited.
See, I mean, and everybody's getting vaccinated. Everybody's doing their thing. And so, we're getting back to, traveling and being as normal. I'm going to air quote that, as possible. Hey, I did see that we have the Blues on the Bay coming back. Is that true?
Yes, actually, it was postponed yesterday. And I think it's rescheduled for next Sunday.
Okay. Wow. That's right. I mean, I thought...
So things are starting to happen.
They are starting to happen, and I'm really excited about it, I must say. And so Blues on the Bay is one of my favorite things to do.
Just to throw you a curveball here, go backwards a little bit. Did you place a bet on the Derby, or Derby, as we say in England?
The Derby. No, I didn't. I didn't place... I used to... I used to bet a lot, and I used to be really into it, and I've cut back, okay, Malcolm?
Okay.
But did you?
Yes, actually, I had a bet, a whole $2 win, place, and show on Mandaloon, who finished second. So I was cheering along.
Yes.
I was actually at a good friend's house, Shirley Studer, who does the Laverne and Shirley show on Black TV. Invited me over, and Shirley was and Laverne were there with her husband Dick. And anyway, we had a pool going, and I didn't win the pool, but I did back the second horse, and so we had a good old time. Shirley, who is, I don't think she makes any secret of it. She's 94, I think.
Yeah.
Wonderful old lady, just lots of fun, and we had a good old time.
That's amazing. 94. She's doing pretty good for 94, I must say.
Yes. And so it made it better that I got my money back. Actually made a little bit of money. So.
See, you know, with the Derby, sorry. you know, I used to really get into it with the hats and getting dressed up and the pearls. And that's one of my favorite things. That, you know, we love the horses. We love horses, and we spent a lot of time with horses this past weekend. But you know, my favorite part is the hats. I'm a hat person, and I love seeing all the women come out and just like show off that. That to me is like this Southern sweet tea charm, like the one day of the year where you can pretty much get away with the most audacious thing on your head and get away with gambling and nobody will judge you, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. And I mention it because I know Shirley listens to the show, so I'm giving her
Good morning, Shirley. We're so glad that you join us in Monday mornings. But I want to take a quick break, and then I have a question for you. I'll give you a little hint on the commercial break, okay? But if you want to weigh in, 437-1620, I'm Jenna Barr hanging out with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing, and we're sharing the latest and what's coming up this month in this month's issue of Downtown Crowd. We'll be right back here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Have you been thinking about selling your house? If you want the most money for your home, it is time we talked. I'm Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke. Between myself and my team, we are going to work so hard to get you top dollar for your home. Plus, I will make you this guarantee and commitment. I will sell your house in less than 2 weeks, or I will write you a check for $5,000. I can make that guarantee because right now, inventory of homes for sale is so low in our area, and I have a full list of approved home buyers ready to go. But I simply don't have enough houses to sell. It's likely I'm working right now with the perfect buyer for your house. Don't let another day go by. Give me a call at 850-723-9158. Call me, Christina Leavenworth, with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty, and get more money for your home. We are going to work so hard to get you top dollar for your home. That's 850-723-9158.
Call Christina today for the details. Not all homes will qualify.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No more when you listen to the best variety of weekend talk, like At Home with Gary Sullivan and The Weekend with Joe Pags. Check the program guide at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on.
9:50 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Malcolm Ballinger, he just showed me this. It's the business climate issue.
Business climate, annual real estate.
Oh my goodness! And I was saying it smells like it just came off the printer. It smells so good.
Yes, and obviously we do it annually, and there's some wonderful information about new developments and real estate happenings in the Pensacola area, and
in particular, what's going on downtown. It seems like that's kind of people, what they keep their eye on a lot of times is what's happening, what's developing downtown. And it looks like in development section, it has something about that historic Coca-Cola factory.
Yes, yes. I've driven past that so many times and thought, that is a beautiful,
right,
beautiful old building. Why not do something with it? And they did for a while and then stopped work. I think it was, I don't recall what it was going to be, but it didn't work anyway. So now I see that it was purchased by Industrial Energy Services, provider of LED lighting. So it's going to be, factory and offices.
That is, well, I'm glad that it's going to be used, number one, because it's such a cool building. And it says the original windows from 1936 will be restored. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's a piece of history right there that's being used. So good for them.
Yes. I'm so glad that the exterior will be kept the same, because it really is a beautiful building.
Oh, yeah. And that area in general, I mean, North Hill is beautiful in and of itself. You can just take a ride around, even at Christmas time or just whenever, and you get to see some beautiful homes and Christmas lights or whatever. But it seems like this issue pretty much not only does it have a plethora of venues too, right, where you can have meetings if you're a realtor or a broker, whatever it is, if you're having, I know, like the Women's Council of Realtors or whatever, they need to have a meeting. I love that. Also, just connections to some of our amazing local realtors that we have here in the city that do so much, and they're all probably staying pretty busy right now.
Yes. There's some really interesting new developments. One actually that I visited last week it's a little bit downtown, but it's Yellow River Ranch, okay, which will be the site of the Dream Home in the Parade of Homes this year, which again we will be honored to do the brochure for Parade of Homes. And I went to take a quick look at the Dream Home, which is under construction for pretty well along, and it's actually not too far away. It's just south of I-10 on Ward Basin Road. And a beautiful area. So there are lots of new developments. Real estate, as you know, is pretty hot in Pensacola right now. Mm-hmm. And interest rates are low. So lots of good things happening.
Oh, yeah. And I know one of the things that everybody's really been keeping their eyes on, all of our multiple eyes, has been the OLF-8 project.
Yes.
And, you know, for one, I was hoping to see some newer things come to the area, or at least some things to help out the people, because there's so much new development happening in that area. Mm. Just new shopping that will keep them, I don't want to say keep them over there, but no, help their livelihood and bring some new jobs into the area as well. Mm. You know, whether it's a young kid like looking to be a bagger or whatever at Publix. But it looks like there by Memorial Day the board's going to select a plan. So we'll see.
We shall see.
I mean,
there's lots of interesting building going on all over Pensacola. There's a little piece about the village at Wright Street which is just let me see, east of the of the Bay Center,
mm-hmm.
on Wright Street.
Right.
The architecture is a little different.
The houses that are being put up.
Yes. They've sort of, they're white, but I don't know how to describe the architecture. I don't know what the description would be.
You don't know the words? I don't know the words either. I don't know. It is very, it's very modern.
Yes, modern, I think is a good description.
Modern's the perfect word. No, it's extremely modern, but it looks like it's beautiful already.
Yes, a little out of my price range, but
just
beautiful.
A smidge.
We can dream.
That's all, see? It doesn't hurt to keep dreaming. Oh my goodness, all right, we have to take another quick break before we wrap up here, but before we go, we would love to hear maybe something that you're looking to see developed throughout Pensacola. 437-1620. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Escambia County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Amber Southard. Join us Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for ECSO News on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Your Escambia County Sheriff's Office will be discussing lots of topics, and we'd love for you to call in with questions or join us in our conversation. That's Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, your 2018 and 2019 Best of the Bay winner. For nearly 50 years, we've been Pensacola's plumber, fixing all your plumbing problems. Being the best comes from having the best team in town that does the job right with our flat rate pricing system and from our loyal customers like you. So when the drips won't stop, call 477-8782 and don't forget to vote Barberry Plumbing for best plumber in this year's Best of the Bay.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. 200 South Palafox is celebrating Cinco de Mayo all week. Special events in and around the World of Beer neighborhood every day through this Saturday. See the lineup at 200southpalafox.com. The Pensacola Children's Chorus presents its Broadway-style concert, Showtime, Friday and Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon at the Sanger Theater. In-person and streaming tickets at pensacolasings.org. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees, or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answers. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line with Mike Wickens is presented in part by Barnes Feed Store.
Listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We've been hanging out with Malcolm Ballinger. Hey, before we wrap up this morning, other than Pensacon, what are you looking forward to most this upcoming May and going to see your son? What do you want to see here in Pensacola?
Good question.
I'm going to have you think about that one.
Going to have to think about that.
See?
You know, I'm one of those people that only thinks a few days ahead.
See, I love that about you.
Stuff happens. That's kind of how I see things. I don't worry too much about the future. Although, next weekend is the children's chorus, which is something that I'm going to pop into.
Yes. That's so exciting.
At the Sanger Theater, yes.
Excellent. See, it's going to be beautiful. Another thing for us to look forward to as life goes back to normal. So, Malcolm, thank you so much for hanging out with me this morning.
Thank you.